Good afternoon. Building heat and humidity across interior New York and New England will lead to the possibility of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere rotates through southern parts of Ontario and Quebec. Some of the storms could produce strong wind gusts and torrential downpours, along with frequent lightning anytime during the afternoon and into the evening hours. Otherwise, we'll have a hot and humid afternoon with an increasing southerly breeze pushing temperatures into the upper 80s and lower 90s. After the storms diminish tonight, skies will be partly cloudy. It'll remain a bit muggy with temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s. Tomorrow will start off dry, but it'll get hot and humid with a mix of sun and clouds again. And with a little more energy passing through northern New York and New England, we run the risk at a few more showers and storms, primarily in the northern half of the region, as temperatures reach into the upper 80s to around 90 again. Behind this system, the humidity comes down a bit, with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. We'll be back into the upper 80s. The humidity doesn't go far, though. In fact, it comes right back into the region on Monday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be in the lower 90s with a chance of another round of showers and storms as the next front approaches from the Great Lakes. After this passes by, we'll be left with a couple of dry days on Tuesday and Wednesday. Still very warm, though, in the middle to upper 80s, with the chance of a thunderstorm coming back into the picture by the end of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from extreme eastern Vermont through central North Dakota. Rich, low-level moisture with low 70s dew points remains in place over the central and northern plains, and a corridor of moderate to strong instability will develop over eastern parts of Montana. With wind profile strengthening and 40 knots of effective bulk shear, supercells will be supported with gusty winds and hail. Eventually, storms will intercept rich, low-level moisture, and low-level shear will be sufficient for a threat of a couple of tornadoes, especially if the storms remain discreet. Meanwhile, hot and very humid conditions will push the heat index well over 100 degrees over a large portion of the central and southern states into the weekend. An expanding area of heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for a wide swath of the central plains, the Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and Corn Belt, and now even into the Ohio Valley and parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. And tropical storm warnings have been issued for the Hawaiian Islands as Tropical Storm Darby makes an approach in the next 24 hours. Right now, Darby is located about 460 miles east of Hilo, Hawaii, with 65-mile-per-hour winds. Darby is expected to remain below hurricane strength as it passes just north of the Big Island, but still produce heavy rainfall and large and dangerous swells. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and hot with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-90s. Boston partly sunny, hot with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today is 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 102 set in 1926, and the record low 47 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, scattered shower or thunderstorm, mainly in northern sections, with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday, lower 90s. Mostly sunny, back into the mid-80s Tuesday and Wednesday. And the chance of a thunderstorm Thursday, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.